This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and it is indeed a significant day. A new president taking office. And Donald Trump has promised immediate changes upon being sworn into office. Congressional Republicans have been ramping up their plans and initiatives for upcoming legislative session as well. Among those plans, a renewed call for defunding Planned Parenthood. To those who support such an initiative, it's a way to stop providing taxpayer support for an organization that supports abortion services and provides birth control. Those who support Planned Parenthood contend that's a dangerous oversimplification and, in some cases, factually incorrect. Now joined in studio by Lori Carpentier. Lori is president of Planned Parenthood of Michigan, and we thank you so much for being here today.
I appreciate the opportunity, David. Thank you.
Well, this certainly isn't the first time the defunding issue has come up. It has long been a conversation, but does it have a different feel to you this time around?
Absolutely. I think, you know, in the past 8 years, we've been there have been numerous votes in Congress to make sure that Planned Parenthood and the patients that count on us can't use our services with public funding. But certainly we always had the stopgap of President Obama. And this time, of course, we don't have that. So we think that it may make its way to President Trump's desk, and there's a good likelihood that he would sign it.
Do we come back to the old mainstays when it comes to arguments for defunding Planned Parenthood?
Exactly. You know, that I think you said in your intro that it's often misperceptions about what Planned Parenthood does and who we are. And, you know, I think it's notable that most of the country is with us, and most people think Planned Parenthood's the solution, not the problem. You know, what we concentrate on is preventative health care for women, pap smears, breast exams, other sorts of cancer screenings, and then, of course, birth control and sexually transmitted infection testing, treatment, that sort of thing. Very clear preventative medicine that helps us reduce the number of unintended pregnancies and therefore the number of abortions.
But that abortion issue remains front and center, and you've actually been accused of being an abortion provider. And we do want to make clear that federal funding may not be used through your organization for abortions, with very few exceptions.
That's exactly correct. We do provide abortions, and proud to do it, because I think that it's important that women have the full aspect of what health care means for them. But we have long been under a prohibition to use any federal funds to provide abortion services in any way, and we are vigorously audited around that on an annual basis. And so I stand by my contention that that does not happen.
You recognize that there is going to be a segment of the population, for either religious or their stated moral compass, that says we cannot support an organization if they're involved with abortion in any way, shape, or form. What do you say to them?
Well, I say two things. I say, first of all, we have a long history in this country of not being able to pick and choose where our tax dollars go. There are many people who also are morally and religiously against war and other things, and their tax dollars go for that. I think what happens is that we live by a set of values and a set of freedoms here. And what I would say to those folks is, if you're really against abortion, you shouldn't have one. But whether or not somebody else gets one is really not their purview.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with the president of Planned Parenthood of Michigan. Her name is Lori Carpentier. And about $554 million is allocated annually in government health service grants and reimbursements to Planned Parenthood. Of course, these are a little older figures, 2014, 2015. That's about 43% of the overall revenue for the organization. How much makes its way down to Planned Parenthood of Michigan?
So all told, we get about $7.5 million of federal funding. And, you know, I think people in their minds have this vision of, you know, the giant-sized check that maybe President Obama delivered to our national president, Cecile Richards, for us to do with what we want. And in fact, what it really is that Planned Parenthood health centers, just like other lawful providers of health care, get reimbursed for services offered under the Medicaid program and a specific program called Title 10, which is the Federal Family Planning Program. So we get reimbursed for services rendered.
About 60,000 medical patients served by Planned Parenthood of Michigan on an annual basis. What services would be limited with total defunding of Planned Parenthood?
Well, I think that's the, you know, we keep talking about defunding Planned Parenthood, but we need to recast this with the truth, which is defunding those 60,000 women and men and young people. I think the notion here is that some people don't have access to health care if it were not for Planned Parenthood services. And because we offer a sliding fee scale, because we offer services to patients who use the Medicaid program, where in many locales that's not another, there's no other choice curious about that. I think we know that a significant proportion of the patients would go unserved.
Now, you've kind of touched on that in a number of ways to this point through our conversation, but perhaps we can be a little more specific. Why should those who do not utilize Planned Parenthood services be concerned about your budget?
Well, I think what they think is that they ought to be able to say that they don't want their money going for something. I'll go back to what I said before, but I think also there's a significant misperception about who Planned Parenthood is and what we do. I think we do more every single day to prevent unintended pregnancy and therefore reduce the number of abortions than, you know, Speaker Ryan and his ilk will ever do in their career. And I think that's what we need to focus on.
When you say your ilk, I detect a sense of emotion in there. Is this a very personally contentious and angering issue to you?
I think it is to some degree. I think the notion that, frankly, privileged white guys ought to be able to decide what happens for women in various circumstances, you know, low income, difficult situations with partners, et cetera, I think is not only short-sighted, but frankly, pretty damn selfish.
Our conversation continues with Lori Carpentier on 89.1 WEMU. Lori is president of the CEO of Planned Parenthood of Michigan. I'm going to ask you to look into the future and prognosticate a bit for me. Can you paint a picture of the overall health and economic conditions 10 years down the line in the state of Michigan should federal funding of Planned Parenthood come to an end?
Well, I don't have to prognosticate. I think we just have to look and see what happened in Texas when then-Governor Perry decided that the women's health program was really extraneous and they cut services and Planned Parenthood services around the state. Their maternal mortality rate tripled. Their unintended pregnancy rate is skyrocketed. Their teen pregnancy rate went up. You know, I think we need to take a look at the state of the country right now. We are at all-time low of unintended pregnancy rate. We have dropped the teen pregnancy rate by 40% in the last, you know, couple of decades.
Are you taking credit for that?
Planned Parenthood certainly has a role in that. And I think what we could see if we are no longer available to patients is that we'll see some of those things go back in the other direction.
And a lot of the way people make their decisions is, how does it affect my wallet? Even though it might save a couple of billion dollars over a 5 to 10 year period to defund Planned Parenthood, is it your guess or is it fact that we would see a far greater cost in health care?
See, that's what we know, and that's what people don't understand. For every dollar we spend on preventative health care around family planning, the state and therefore the country will save about $7.08 next year in Medicaid costs alone. So the notion that somehow this money would be saved is untrue. It will be exponentially spent on other things, like women who have unintended pregnancies are far less likely to get prenatal care. Their babies are less likely to be born healthy. We have a whole host of things, not to mention that for so many of our patients, they are one unintended pregnancy away from true poverty and the inability to sort of move their family forward economically.
Well, what's the word among your organization's national representatives? Do they have a feel as to how this is going to play out one way or another with this new administration and this upcoming legislative session?
You know, predicting what President-elect Trump will do is certainly a difficult task, but we have a real clear idea of where Vice President-elect Pence is. He's been the godfather of defunding Planned Parenthood. He has some very extreme notions around the availability of birth control, around the LGBT community, and I think that were he left to his own devices, we would see a very different world, and I think that's what people have to understand.
And how have your conversations with the Snyder administration gone on this subject matter?
You know, Governor Rick Snyder and I don't agree on everything, but I will say this. He has an understanding of what the economic impact could be of low-income people not having health care, and that includes the kind of health care Planned Parenthood provides.
I thank you so much for your time and for sharing the information today.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks, David.
That is Lori Carpentier. She is president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Michigan, as well as president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan. I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.